Fiction Friday, June 12th. Story by Sinstral Pride, read by Rishaka. Both perfect and promising. His homecoming was both grand and humble. Only Penny was there to meet them, because Howard's mother hated airports. But she was grinning and laughing and hugging like they'd been gone for 3 years and not 3 months. Their flight had been delayed due to inclement weather, and her balloons were shriveling and shrinking. But passerbys still stared at the pretty girl welcoming home four of the geekiest boys LAX had ever seen. Despite the shrunken balloons and the tear in her sign from where it didn't quite fit in between the seats, her smile was warm and kind, and he managed to return her embrace with only a moment of hesitation. His homecoming was both cramped and freeing. Fitting all four boys' luggage into a little car was never an option, so Raj and Howard took a cab back to their own homes, while Leonard and Sheldon attempted to fit all their own bags into her trunk. As it was, Leonard ended up holding his duffel bag on his lap for the whole ride because Sheldon's greater mass and dimensions entitled him to the front passenger seat. Plus, he always rode shotgun. Didn't Leonard know that by now? He still had to balance a small carry-on in his lap anyway. He couldn't fathom what Leonard was complaining about. For once, Penny's propensity to turn up the radio and roll all the windows down was enjoyable instead of frustrating, and he didn't say a word when she took one hand off the wheel to tap out a rhythm on the outside of the sun-warmed steel of the door. His homecoming was both simple and satisfying. The musty smell of their apartment and the dust clinging tenaciously to every surface sent Leonard back out into the hallway in a fit of sneezes. Sheldon couldn't resist a smug grin as he put on his paper mask and began ferrying bags into his room. Even with a coating of dust and the lingering smell of stale air, he was glad to be back in California. Back to his familiar routines and people and places. Back to Halo Night and barbecue bacon cheeseburgers. Served with a glare or a grin from Penny. He had nearly finished, ignoring Leonard's sneezing and wheezing as he carried his own luggage, when Penny knocked on the doorframe, a nondescript bound box under her arm. When he raised a brow at her, she just grinned and held it out to him. Inside was a carefully wrapped, complete set of limited edition Star Trek glasses from the movie's release earlier this summer, and tucked between them was a purple note. Welcome home.